Hello and welcome back to Drunk Wiki, to episode 4. That's it, we're still here, and for episode 4 we're bringing you an article on the city of Katy in Texas, United States, the very only. So yeah, we've got quite a juicy article here today on the city, which covers the history, the economy, geography, climate, demographics, government and infrastructure, education, parks and recreation, transportation, religion, notable people, and much, much more about the city. So let's dive straight in. So Katy is a city in the US state of Texas within the Houston, the Woodlands, Sugarland metropolitan area. Now the city is approximately centered at the tri-point of Harris, Fort Bend, and Waller counties. Katy had a population of 14,102 at the 2010 census, up from 11,775 in 2000. Its population was estimated at 19,216 in 2018. So, it's a fairly small city. Fairly small indeed. In fact, even by British standards, that's only a town. Now, first formally settled in the mid-1890s, so it's a pretty young place actually, Katy was a railroad town. A railroad? Wow. Didn't know that Jonathan Ross was in the building. Anyway, Katy was a railroad town along the Missouri-Kansas-Texas Railroad, which ran parallel to the US Route 90, which is now today known as the Interstate 10, into downtown Houston. The fertile floodplain of Buffalo Bayou, which has its source near Katy, and its tributaries made Katy and other communities in the surrounding prairie an attractive location for rice farming. Beginning in the 1960s, the rapid growth of Houston moved westward along the new Interstate 10 corridor, bringing Katy into its environs. Today, the municipality of Katy lies at the center of a broader area known as Greater Katy, which has become heavily urbanized. Such is the way of modern America. While largely subsumed into Greater Houston, the town of Katy is still notable for Katy Mills Mall, the Katy Independent School District, and its historic town square along the former right-of-way of the MKT Railroad. Historic town square, eh? Historic indeed. Oh, it looks like the place was incorporated in 1945 of all years, which we'll all know is the year the World War II ended. I tell you what, looking at the map, you realise how fucking massive Texas is. It's almost illegal how big that place is. So, moving on to the history. In the early 1800s, Katy was known as Cane Island. No idea why, it's not even on the coast. It's a little way, but odd. Named for the creek that runs through the area, a branch of Buffalo Bayou. The creek was filled with tall cane, not native to the area. It was presumed to have been planted by either Carranqua Indians or Spanish explorers to aid in fur trapping until the 1820s. It's a clever thing to do. In 1845, James J. Crawford received a land grant which that included this area. The hot summers and thick clay soil made it difficult to attract settlers to the area. No doubt. Crawford, Peter Black, John Sills, and the families of former slaves Thomas Mary Robinson and Milton McGinnis were the only recorded residents of Cane Island in 1875. That's fuck all people, isn't it? I mean, I don't blame them. Clay? I mean, even areas of Wales that I've lived in, soil that's full of clay is fucking awful to work with. Anyway, in 1895, James Oliver Thomas laid out a town, and in January 1896, the town of Katy was named through Thomas's post office application. The name Katy was derived from the MK Town Railroad Company, which was commonly referred to as the KT, also a stock exchange symbol. This common designation soon evolved into the Katy. There we are. Didn't see that coming. The anticipations of prosperity would bring growth to the new town, which was developed around the original train stop and railroad tracks. By the early 1900s, many families had come by train and wagon, to establish Katy. Cotton and peanuts and corn were the first successful crops, but rice soon became the primary commodity crop. Katy later became known for its rice farming. The first concrete rice dryers in the state of Texas were built here in 1944 and still stand as landmarks today. The farming community well supported local businesses, as several hotels, stores, livery stables, and saloons were prospering. Isn't that good? Barely getting my words out, but you're in for what you pay for. Or, well, it's actually free, isn't it, this podcast? And it's called Drunk Wiki, so you're going to have to fucking bear with all the slip-ups. There we go. Anyway, so, on September 8th, 1900, turn of the fucking millennium, the town's early efforts were swept clean by the great Galveston Hurricane. Jesus. The deadliest hurricane in US history. All but two of the original Katy homes were lost in the storm. Despite this, Kane Island rebuilt and continued to grow. Yeah, fuck it. Go on. Take that, nature. We ain't going nowhere. In 1945, the city of Katy was incorporated as a municipality, as mentioned before. And C.L. Baird was the first mayor. So, well done, mate. Boundaries were determined by finding the area that contained the most residents and was reasonably sized so that it could be managed by city services. I mean, doesn't sound like a town, city. Sounds more like a very small town, village. The construction and opening of Interstate 10 in 1966 allowed for rapid development of the area as Houston expanded westward. This section was widened in 2008 to an average of 26 lanes, and in some areas 30 lanes total, including 6 feeder and 4 HOV lanes for roughly 22 miles, making it the widest freeway in the world. The population was 9,866 in 1988, 8,005 in 1990, 11,775 in 2000, and 15,591 in 2014. Currently, Katy has grown to a population of well over 16,000 residents and almost 270,000 in the Greater Katy area. Now, holy fucking shit, they talked about urbanisation in the Greater Katy area. It didn't mention that there was going to be an extra 250,000 people just fucking about. Katy has won national accolades for growth and sustainability, including the Cadbury Group naming Katy as one of the 9 from 2009. Most notable high growth areas in the United States. Now, there seems to be this fetish with growth. It's all very well and good when you grow. You grow to something good. But growth is not infinite. You know, because otherwise you're just a virus, aren't you? I mean, I'm not stepping in and calling the town a virus. But what I mean is that it seems a bit perverse to win an award on growth. Sustainability, now that's an award, I think is... it's exceptional that the town has rebuilt itself and sustainable. That's an award. But growth, no one deserves that. Unless, of course, you were short and then got tall. Happy days. Now, we're going to look at the economy here. Several corporations are headquartered in areas surrounding Katy. We've got Igloo Corporation, you know, they make those little ice houses up in the north. It's headquartered in west of Katy. In unincorporated Waller Country, Academy Sports and Outdoors has its corporate offices and product distribution center just west in Harris County. BP America is headquartered there. We've got 5,500 employees. And if we're moving further down, as of 2017, Amazon is building a 1 million square foot distribution center near the intersection of Highway 90 and Woods Road. We are honored Amazon chose Katy to be the location for their next fulfillment center, and we know the city of Katy will benefit from this relationship through increased job opportunities for our residents and their support of local Katy businesses. And that was from the mayor, Fable Hughes. Well, fair enough. Yeah, it's going to bring in a lot of jobs, but a lot of people have very controversial views of companies like Amazon. Yeah. There we are. With the economy improving after 2009, retail centres were developed throughout Katy to accommodate the rapid residential growth. The major retail growth is taking place along Katy Fort Bend Road, near the east entrance to the Katy Mills shopping mall. In August 2010, HEB Food and Drug opened a new UP format store at Interstate 10 and Pin Oak. So basically, despite the size of this bloody place, and that is quite overshadowed by much bigger places, you know, such as Houston, it's definitely picked up. I mean, and it's testament to Amazon having to move over there. So, well done. And if we look down here at the bottom, since its inception, the Katy Area EDC has grown to over 210 members, has a budget of $900 million, and has assisted in the creation of over 16,200 jobs and more than $2.5 billion in capital investment. So there you go. Katy's living it large, making shitload of money. And we all know we all love that. Now, let's have a look at the geography. The city of Katy is located at the three border intersection of Harris, Fort Bend and Waller counties, which we've already covered. In fact, we've covered most of what's here. So if we move on, Katy is often further defined as either Old Town Katy or Greater Katy. Old Town Katy refers to the proper of Katy, which was incorporated in 1945. So this is actually... this is a concept which is very, very common in most countries, actually, is where you have kind of the first inception of a settlement of a town. So you've got, like, say, for instance, in the UK, you've got the high street where the church is, where the city hall is, the town hall, where, you know, the commerce markets are. So you've got the centre, you've got the main place. And then as it grows and develops and you have the urbanised areas outside and it grows beyond its boundaries, you have those greater areas, you know, and you'll have New Town and Old Town. It's very common. It seems to be that Katy is just another one of those places. Now, the Greater Katy area includes the city of Katy, plus large sections of unincorporated land surrounding the city, corresponding to the boundaries of 181 square miles. Now, if you're Canadian, that's 470 kilometres squared. The All Aboard Katy Public Art Project and the Katy Area Economic Development Council's Energy Grows Here branding initiative are large-scale projects launched to help promote, identify and unite the Katy area. So they seem to at least care about the community to some extent. Greater Katy includes communities such as Cinco Ranch, Green Trails, Grayson Lakes, Seven Meadows, Pine Mill Ranch, Silver Ranch, Firethorn, Grand Lakes, and Cane Island. Now, I'm sorry if I'm saying ranch instead of ranch. It's a late one. I've had a few. It's not happening. But it's what I'm saying. It's here. It's here to stay. And we're just going to have to get through it together. Again, this is not a conventional podcast that you're going to be picking up on good old Spotify. This is Drunk Wiki. This is what we do. Bit different, but you're still going to learn something. We're going to have a bit of fun as well. I mean, look here, Greater Katy includes communities such as such and such and such and such, and we're like, oh, that's really interesting. And oh, guess what? The city of Houston's extraterritorial jurisdiction, ETJ, stretches well west of Katy. Didn't know that, did we? But we also know this means that most of the unincorporated lands in the Katy area may be annexed by the city of Houston at some time in the future. So we didn't know that either. So city of Houston could just go up to little old Katy, who's been working really hard, and go, actually, we're going to annex your shit, just like Russia tried to annex Georgia, and Ukraine were just like, the fuck is going on here? You see what's going down? Some serious drama here. The city of Katy's ETJ, meanwhile, is limited to parcels of land west and north of the city itself. So Houston's just gone over here, right, and just been a dick. Do you know what? I'm not a fan of Houston now. I'm not a fan of it at all. Let's have a look at the climate, shall we? And, well, it's a short bit. The climate in this area is characterised by hot, humid summers and generally mild to cool winters. According to the Köppen climate classification system, Katy has a humid subtropical climate. And that is it. Demographics. So, we already covered the populations. And, you know, the racial makeup of the city is 83.98% white, 4.24% African American, 0.56% Native American, 0.5% Asian, 0.04% Pacific Islander, 8.65% other races. That's interesting, isn't it? Now, from a British point of view, I'm always baffled to see that the Native American percentages for racial makeup for places is low. Always confuses me. It doesn't confuse me that much, but yeah, it highlights a kind of a whole other issue in America, which, to be honest, could be a whole series of podcasts and go down an entirely different avenue. But it's just, you know, from a British perspective, you know, you look at America and you expect the racial makeups to look a bit different, but when they come out like this, it's, you know, it's still a bit like, oh, okay, because sometimes America seems to advertise itself on diversity, and when you've got, I don't know, it's Katy in Texas, I mean, I'm not picking the best place, but, you know, you expect, you know, a bit of substance to the claims. But I suppose America's like any other place. It has its areas which aren't that diverse and so on and so forth. But that doesn't take away from whether it's good or bad. I mean, here we've got now that there's 3,888 households, of which 45.7% had children under the age of 18. Bloody hell. That's almost half of people had children under the age of 18. That's insane. I'm going to read that again. There were 3,888 households out of which 45.7% had children under the age of 18 living with them. Right, so I'm clearly fucked. Because that's not about people having kids below 18, that's people having kids who are aged under 18 living with them. So, it's not really giving a clear view of the population spread. I mean, here below it says, in the city, the population was spread out with 31.5% under the age of 18, 8.7% 18 to 24, 30.9% from 25 to 44, 20.7% from 45 to 64, and 8.1% who are 65 years and older. So the population spread is really skewed towards, you know, the millennials and the new generation, actually. So it seems to be been a boom, kind of. I mean, it's not saying when this kind of data came out, but it seems there was a boom, you know, a couple of decades ago. So, and now if we're looking down, for every 100 females age 18 or over, there are 97.5 males. So there's more females than males here, and the median age of Katy is 33 years. So anyone under 33 is considered, you know, younger than the average person there. The median income for a household in the city of Katy is $51,111, and the median income for a family was $57,741. The males had a median income of $38,412 versus $33,004 for female. Now, that's not such a huge gap. There's still a gender pay gap, but it's not as huge as what we've seen elsewhere. I mean, when you read the news and such. And what, $50,000 to $57,000? We don't know what that is in the UK. I mean, as a salary for a family, it's not huge. It's definitely not huge, but we don't know the cost of living. So let's have a look at the government infrastructure. Katy is a home rule city chartered in 1945. Residents within the city limits are governed by a city council made up of 5 council members and the mayor. The city is split into 2 wards. 2 council members are elected from each ward, and 1 council member and the mayor are elected at large. And then we've got a list of names. Residents within the city limits pay city taxes and receive municipal police, fire, EMS, and public works service. The city has territory in 3 counties, each of which has its own representative government. The counties have a greater influence on the area outside the incorporated city limits. The Katy area lies in 3 counties. I mean, we've covered this a million times. Harris, Fort Bend, and Waller counties. And that covers the government. On to education. People who live in Katy are zoned to schools. I mean, that goes for most places in the entire fucking world, I think. In the Katy Independent School District. While multiple Katy ISD schools have Katy, Texas, postal addresses, only a portion are located in and or serve the Katy city limits. The elementary schools in the city of Katy are the Zelma Hutzel Elementary School, Katy Elementary School, and Wood Creek Elementary School. And you've got middle schools including Katy Junior High School and Wood Creek Junior High School. I think I must have read that wrong backwards, because those are high schools. And then high schools in the city of Katy are Katy High School. God, maybe my eyes are doing a number on me. And then we have the Aristoi Classical Academy. And that's a charter school in Katy as well. And then we have the following private schools are located in Katy and serve residents of the city of Katy in Greater Houston. And we have the Myris Academy. And it is a flexible schedule and gifted and talented friendly private school which allows for students to be placed in classes according to ability. It was previously called the Curious Mind. When it was a homeschooling academy, it transitioned into a private school and took its present name in 2010. How lovely for the privileged. God, I bet that's expensive, especially in America. Colleges. Now we have the Houston Community College System. The Bible Seminary offers a non-denominational college-level Bible study and ministry training, including a variety of graduate-level master's programs. These programs include an MA in Biblical Archaeology. Jesus Christ. I mean, quite literally. That is some deep stuff. And we know that America loves its Bibles. And it's kind of, compared to other countries, where religion is very kind of poignant and culturally significant. I've got to say, from a British perspective, the southern states have a very weird relationship with religion. You know, just odd. If we look at public libraries, Katy is served by the Katy branch of Harris County Public Library. On Franz Road, the branch is partnershiped by such and such in the city of Katy. The city joined the county library system in 1921, so this library's been going a while. Oh, I do apologise. And then we look at parks and recreation. Harris County operates the Mary Jo Peckham Community Centre at 5597 Gardiner Lane, Katy. The City of Katy Dog Park is located on Franz Road. So, there we go. City of Dog Park, walk your dog, and then pop round the corner and go to the public library. Fucking brilliant. The annual Katy Rice Harvest Festival is 2 days of continuous live entertainment, craft and food booths, carnivals and more. So there we go. There's a fucking rice harvest festival, because we all learned earlier that Katie was all about the rice farming, which is something that you wouldn't expect from a Southern American town. Or city. I keep thinking town because it's so small. Now, looking onto transport, it's got the Metro. Operates the Kingsland Park and Ride, Route 221, east of Katy, at 21669 Kingsland Boulevard. In February 2008, Metro opened a new park and ride location at the Cinemark parking lots near the intersection of Grand Parkway and I-10. The new route is 222. Currently, only these express routes operate to and from downtown Houston during morning and evening commute hours. There we go. We've got intercity buses, so we've got the Greyhound bus lines, and Megabus.com operates en route between Austin, San Antonio, and Houston. It's very thorough. And there's airports, privately owned airports for fixed-wing aircraft for public use located near Katy include Sacra Grande Acroport, Houston Executive Airport, West Houston Airport, and then we have privately owned airports for private use only include Hofpoort Airport and Cardiff Brothers Airport. Cardiff Brothers, hello. Well, that's where I'm from, Cardiff, but Cardiff, Wales, UK. Well, well, well. And let's go on to religion. The original city of Katy became known as the City of Churches due to the role of religion in daily life. Now, that's not such a fucking surprise. They've got bloody master's degrees in Bible archaeology going on in their bloody universities. That's insane. I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but it's just a bit absurd. It's a bit weird coming from a very British perspective. I suppose if you're someone who's very much into theology and the history of religion, it'd definitely be a path to go down to, especially if you wanted to be a professor or study for a doctorate in it. But yeah, just odd, you know. When I think of university, I think of business, I think of art, science, literature, languages, history. But the very specific study of Bible archaeology, it's just very niche, isn't it? It's not something you'd expect someone to come out with in the office, but there we are. And City of Churches. And as of 2016, the city had 15 churches. It's quite a lot, isn't it? Quite a lot. So there we are. And apologise for the yawns. We've got a nice little bit here, actually. We've got a list of notable people. So a lot of these people are not going to ring a bell for me. But I'm hoping that our American listeners are going to pick up a few names, if they haven't already left from all the offence that I've caused from my comments. Now, what do we have here? Rodney Anderson, Cincinnati Bengals, running back in the NFL. Barely rings a bell. I'm a New York Giants fan. Clint Black, country singer and musician. We've got Kimberly Caldwell, an American Idol contestant. Never heard of her. Bill Calagari, businessman and engineer. He's a Republican member. The Katz family, 21st century bank robbing family. Hello. The Katz family. That's very interesting. Cecil Cooper, former first baseman for the Milwaukee Brewers. Oh, I apologise. So we've got a lot of sports people here. Roger Krieger, Texas country singer. Hello. Love a bit of country, me. Dan Crenshaw, Texas representative. Andy Dalton, Cincinnati Bengals quarterback. Got a lot of Cincinnati players living in Texas, or from Texas. Bernice Edwards is a classic female blues singer, pianist, and songwriter. From Katy. We've got De'Aaron Fox, professional basketball player. We've got Anthony Rendon, professional baseball player. We've got Janine Garofalo, an actress and stand-up comedian. And we've got Houston Texans fullback in the NFL is Cullen Gillespie. We've got a pro wrestler here, Sammy Guevara. We've got Iris Kyle, who's a professional bodybuilder from Katie. God, and the list goes on. We've got Megan Nicole, who's a singer. Tyler Myers is a pro hockey player. And yeah, the list goes on. Oh, and at the very fucking bottom, Renee Zellweger, Academy Award winning actress and producer. Holy fucking shit. So that's a name that hopefully most people are going to know. So Renee Zellweger is from Katy in Texas. Good fucking grief. Never thought we were going to come across that one, did we? Now, I hope I haven't bored you all senseless. I know that the perils of clicking on random article and listening to some English twat ramble on and read after having a few too many might be boring, especially in this case with this article. But it was quite interesting, actually. Learned a lot. You know, you're always learning something new, and I have no idea that from this random place in the middle of nowhere is where Renee Zellweger's from. So there's a bit of trivia for you if you're ever in the pub, or you have the pub quiz, or, you know, just to drop something in the office and make you look cool, you know, you could drop some of that. So yeah, that brings us to the end of episode 4 of the Drunk Wiki. So we've got quite a nice mix now building for the podcast. Again, you know, as I've said before with at the end of all the other episodes, this the structure and format of this is going to just, you know, become cleaner, crisper, get used to, you know, kicking off the episodes and doing the outros and the intros and that sort of thing. And we're just going to continue hitting a random article, having a nice little look and a nice read through, a few drinks, and see where we go from there. But thank you ever so much for listening, and good evening.